The Pakistan Airports Authority has issued a new notice to airmen, announcing the temporary suspension of all flight operations at Karachi's Jinnah International Airport until midnight, citing operational adjustments amid escalating regional tensions. According to the official notification, flight services at the airport will remain halted until 12 a.m. for unspecified reasons. The decision has been formally communicated to all relevant stakeholders in the aviation sector. The notification further stated that additional information regarding the resumption of services and the reasons behind the suspension will be provided by authorities as the situation develops. The closure comes amid growing instability in the region, following a series of drone incursions allegedly carried out by India. The Inter-Services Public Relations, ISPR, earlier reported that Pakistan had intercepted and downed at least 25 Indian drones, identified as Israeli-made Harop loitering munitions. The drones were neutralized using a combination of electronic countermeasures, soft kill, and direct firepower, hard kill, techniques. Debris from the downed drones was recovered in multiple locations across the country, including Lahore, Rawalpindi, Gujranwala, Chakwal, Attock, Bahawalpur, Songhla Hill, Miano, Chhor, and areas surrounding Karachi. In a press briefing, Director General ISPR Lieutenant General Ahmed Sharif Chowdhury described the drone attacks as cowardly and provocative, accusing India of acting in frustration and panic following Pakistani retaliatory airstrikes conducted on May 6 and 7. Tensions between India and Pakistan have surged following a deadly attack in Indian illegally occupied Jammu and Kashmir, Eotk, which left 22 tourists dead. India has blamed Pakistan for the incident, an allegation that Islamabad has categorically denied. In response, India suspended the Indus Waters Treaty and announced the closure of the Wagatari land crossing, moves that drew sharp condemnation from Pakistan's National Security Committee, NSC. The committee warned that any attempt to obstruct the flow of water would be considered an act of war under international law. The situation further deteriorated during the night of May 6 to 7, when Indian forces reportedly launched missile strikes on six locations within Pakistan. According to the DGISPR, at least 31 civilians, including women and children, were martyred, and 71 others injured in the attacks.